If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle.
The Campbell County Camels are preparing for its playoff matchup in Cheyenne Friday night against the East Thunderbirds. Let's get to know Cheyenne East a little bit. Now, this team started its year with a home loss to Thunder Basin. Then East reeled off seven straight victories before losing to number one Rock Springs at home 31-15 last week. East is without their original starting quarterback, Gavin Goff. He was number one in completion percentage before his injury, as he tore his ACL 3 weeks ago. East is 5-2 against playoff teams and 2-2 against ranked opponents. Back on September 10th, Campbell County led East going into the fourth quarter, but the T-Birds would come back and beat the Camels 27-21. Campbell County is confident the result this Friday night will be different than the result on September 10th.
You know, I feel very comfortable about this matchup. Two things have happened since we played them last. They got better and we got better. It's just a matter of who's got the X's and O's down at the point of the snap. So with all those entities coming into play, you know, I'm confident in our kids and their abilities, but even more so, I'm confident in their preparation. And I think that we're going to be, you know, just as prepared to play them now as we did in the past, and utilizing all of the weapons that we have.
The 6-seed Camels play the 3-seed Thunderbirds in Cheyenne Friday night at 6. Coverage begins at 5:45 on your home for Camel football, 97.3 Camel FM, and online at BasinsRadio.com on the Camel stream. It's a rematch from 2 weeks ago, and this time, everything's on the line. I'm Chris Brintle with your sports. This Friday night in round one of the playoffs, the Thunder Basin Bolts will take on the 4-seed Natrona Mustangs in Casper. Thunder Basin has dropped two straight at home, including a loss 2 weeks ago to Natrona, 28-14. Now, the Mustangs controlled that game with their run game and their defense. Thunder Basin's offense left a lot of points on the board with drop balls and penalties. It was a game of missed opportunities as Thunder Basin had 5 drops, 2 dropped interceptions. One of those interceptions would have probably been a pick 6, and also they amassed 11 penalties. Fifth-year Bolt head coach Trent Pakula welcomes the challenge to end Natrona's season. He says 2 weeks ago, Thunder Basin wasn't themselves.
I told the kids, you know, it's playoff football, and I want to go play Natrona because last week was not who we are. You know, it was, you know, we have 3 losses, and Rock Springs and Sheridan, I felt like we could have won both games. Natrona, they handled us good, especially in the first half. But, you know, that's who, if I have to go play somebody, if I have to go on the road and play somebody, I don't mind playing Natrona. Not that they're not a good football team, but I just think the way we played last week, we need to go prove to ourselves that we're a much better football team than that. And I know Natrona's going to give us a great game, but if we do what we're capable of doing, you know, we can make a run just like anybody else can.
Thunder Basin will play Natrona Friday night at 6 in round one of the playoffs. That game is a do-or-die contest, and it can be heard on News Radio 107.5 FM and online at BasinsRadio.com on the KIML stream.